T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I like the music selection today. It's Friday.
It's Memorial Day weekend, baby.
Big holiday weekend, obviously.
Party time.
Probably off on Monday. Maybe you're off on Monday unless you're Omar and Biff. You guys are working on Monday.
I'm actually turning up tonight.
Enjoy the weekend.
See, I have a good excuse, though, because I'm the best man to my best friend
Every
who's getting married.
Every time I talk to you, you're either getting married or involved in a wedding.
Yes, I told you.
Good God.
The last time we talked, we were doing my wedding, and
yes,
then I'm the best. We had my best man on
that's
air.
That's right. That's right.
And so
I called
now,
him out.
Yes, yeah, because he was going to be responsible for me heading into my bachelor party.
I said he's a day too late, man. You got to get. You should have been down here yesterday. That's what I said to him.
Yes, and I'm now planning his bachelor party in Miami.
Wow, is he going to be laying on a raft in a video also, like you were?
Oh man, that was just too
much.
That
was the perfect picture of. How did Omar's bachelor party go? And all you had to do was show me that picture.
Yeah.
With you laid out.
I was passed
sleeping
out
on a raft in the ocean.
On a raft in the back of a yacht.
I mean, that's amazing. I love that. That's great.
Yeah. And thanks, Tomiko, for, you know, the yacht. It was special. Yeah. It was a special weekend. Mm. But it was too much for me.
Now
I have to recreate that.
Okay. So now
for him.
You get to do it to somebody else.
So, you know, tonight I'm going to Ellis's Oyster Bar, which just was unbelievable. I went there for my birthday, and it's in that community by the stadium, and it's by Domino Park, and that community is so much on the upswing, and the food is phenomenal. But more importantly, afterwards, me and my close friend, and my wife, we're going to scout out strip clubs.
Wow.
Because, if you plan a bachelor party, it does involve a strip club.
More than likely, yes.
And,
yes.
You know, my wife is, you know, she's good with strip
clubs.
You
down with that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. She spends a little bit too much money.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure that the wallet is, that she has no money on her.
Yeah, leave your credit cards at home. Bring some
it's
cash.
Hard when you have to teach your wife how to make money, how to
to spend the money at a strip club.
I gotta get her to reel it in a little bit.
Yeah,
gotta
yeah,
get
yeah.
her to reel. You gotta make the stripper work for the
She's
money.
Too excited when she gets
there. Yeah,
to
too
see what's
excited.
Going on. Gotta bring that excitement level down to a 4. You're
yeah.
An 8. Yeah.
I mean, you can't give away $50 in the first dance. It's yeah. just
no.
It's,
my God, the first rule.
Oh,
no.
She's bad. She's
oh,
very bad.
No. I won't go with her. I can't. She needs 5 more experiences before I go there.
I mean,
you gotta have a little.
We've
experience.
Had the talk,
yeah.
And she touches things she's not supposed to touch.
Yeah, she can get away with that. You can't.
Yeah,
be careful.
I still say, don't put your money there. You know, it makes things complicated for her.
Yeah, it does. You're right. Like, yeah, yeah.
Don't rub the money. How would you feel if I rubbed money
Correct.
On you know? And she has to, yeah. Then she's
don't
like,
do unto
oh,
others that you wouldn't do unto yourself, right?
Exactly.
Is that the saying? Yeah.
So
you
know,
mean you aren't going around rubbing money on yourself all day long? That's how I take a shower, I thought.
Mm. Showers in 50s or 100s?
Well, singles for me, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe sometimes pennies,
like
depending on how much
you're
getting paid.
Nickels and dimes, yeah.
So I'm doing the, you know, I got the hard labor has to be done.
Okay.
We got to scout
education.
Out.
You got to educate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand what that's like. My wife's okay with strip. She doesn't go to, you know, like, I haven't been to a strip club in a long time, but she doesn't, she never cared if I went. She cared if I lied.
Okay. That's respectable.
When we were dating and just moved in, it was a Super Bowl, I believe, in 2008, maybe. It was in Tampa, whatever the last one in Tampa was. And, of course, I went up there with the radio station. There's a certain radio host here that now is in New York. I don't want to give his name out, Sid. And we went partying one night. And we went into a strip club. And my phone, it was like bad reception.
Uh-huh.
So the phone didn't work.
Was it really bad reception?
In all honesty, yes. There was no bars. And I didn't really notice till I walked out of the club about an hour later.
Oh, so you disappeared for 3 hours.
So for at least 60 minutes, maybe closer to 90, maybe even closer to 120 minutes, I was a ghost in Tampa with the radio guys during Radio Row Week.
Okay, yeah.
And when I got out, I happened to be walking to another bar, just a bar. Mm-hmm. Across the street. So when I called, I saw all of a sudden it popped up with like three voice messages. I'm like, oh my God, what happened?
Oh my God.
First one was three voice messages? First one was just checking, hey, where are you? Second one was, I hope everything's okay. I haven't heard from you in a couple hours.
The next one was, where are you?
The next one was, if you've already fallen asleep, don't worry, I'll see you in the morning. But if you're still up, call me. So I called them and she's like, where are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm at a bar. She goes, well, where have you been? I'm like, we've been at this bar. I just had bad reception. She read right through it. She's like, you're a liar. I'm like, what? She goes, there's no way.
I'm with a liar.
For the last 2.5 hours, you just had no reception at that one bar. I'm like, I'm telling you, we were walking across the street. And she goes,
did that bar include naked ladies?
But she totally called me out like it was the scene of Menace to Society. She goes, oh, so you were walking across the street. And that's when the reception came back. Where were you at first? Well, I mean, I was at the one bar. She goes, oh, so you were at the one bar, and then now you know you done bleeped up.
That bar got a name?
And I'm like, I have no idea what the names are here. Finally, the next day, I talked to her after the show, and I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you. I had no reception. I was in a strip club with Sid. She goes, why did you lie about that?
Why didn't you just snort right then? Did you?
And she's like, you didn't have to. You didn't have to lie about that. I'm actually more upset that you just lied. Just tell me you went to a strip club. Did you spend a lot of money? Did you waste all your money? I'm like, I actually didn't. And she goes, okay, well, then there's just no point to lie about it.
Your wife's all about money management.
Thank God someone is in the family, because I'm sure not. I got $100 in my pocket. I can't wait to spend it.
Yeah.
She got $100 in her pocket. She's thinking about all the good things we need. Well, you know, we need to go buy another box of diapers, and if you do want to eat dinner tonight, we're going to need money for that. Oh, so I shouldn't go to the store and buy that $80 thing? No. Okay, good. Yeah. Glad you are the one managing our money and not me. Otherwise, we would still be renting, probably not have a kid, and only have one car between two of us. Instead,
those are important.
Living a pretty good life because of my wife. Thank you, Ashley. I do appreciate that. But you're right. I did lie about the strip club.
So my whole thing is, I like strip clubs. I'm not in love with them.
No, I'm not in love with them either. It's a thing to do with guys like on something like that. Yeah. I'm not. My brother used to be like, hey, it's Friday night, let's go to a strip club.
I don't need fake
love. I banned
love.
Him from strip clubs.
Okay.
Because we're on like the same bank account thing, like, you know, because we both had like, I still have the same bank like account number since I was like, you know, 14 years old when my parents.
When you were with Barnett Bank?
Yeah, they switched to Nation Bank, and then it went to Bank of America. Like, I still have that, but like, we were all on like the same like last name thing. My mom was on it, my dad's business account. Obviously, my dad moved his business account off it, especially when like you could now transfer money from one to the other. He didn't want that while I was in college. But then I remember my brother going out to Las Vegas for a bachelor party with his buddies. And when you get like really big things bought, you get like an alert like, hey, did you do this? My brother had like six of them in one night from like 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. It was waking me up in the middle of the night. That's how many were going on. I finally called one of his buddies and went, do you know where my brother is? He goes, no, we lost him 2 hours ago. He's by himself in Vegas and he's hammered. Okay, can someone go find him, please? Because I think he just spent $3,000 marrying a stripper. Did he marry her? Of course not. Probably would have been the smart thing to do after spending all that money that night, but he didn't do that.
Well, marriage is a very expensive venture.
It would have been an old, don't worry about it, 24 hours later.
Many of them are.
All right, let me give people a chance to win $1,000. Right now it's 560 WQM's Take Dono's Dollars. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word RABBIT to 72881 and you're registered. That's RABBIT, RABBIT, to 72881. Text that to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's all brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine. Accident attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. RABBIT is the 9 a.m. code word. You'll have a new code word with the guys on the next show coming up soon. All right, so we've talked about a lot of things here on the show today. We talked earlier in the show about the All-NBA teams and how the media, a couple of guys like us, me, you, Ira, Brian Windhorst, we literally, with our votes, if you have
robbed
an All-NBA,
Klay
Thompson is one of the angry fellas yesterday. We heard some audio from that. We'll get to that in a little bit. But I told you that the Greek Freak was the next. Kemba Walker was a happy person yesterday. Greek Freak is going to be the happiest person if he does re-sign in Milwaukee, okay? Because that would be, by the way, the biggest contract in NBA history. If he does and stays in Milwaukee and signs that five-year extension worth $247.3 million with annual salaries of $42.6 million, $46 million, $49.5 million, $52.9 million, and $56.3 million.
If you're the Bucks, do you even have a choice of offering him the max?
You just offer him, like, the day you're able to throw it in his face and not even offer it to him, but just show him what he can make, like today.
What about if you shortchange him like $10 million?
No, you don't do that. If it's if it's a $50 million difference, maybe you take that chance and you don't really want him that much. If you want him to stay, which he could be the best player in the NBA in a couple of years if he actually gets a really good jump shot.
And is forced to be in Milwaukee.
If he's stuck to be in Milwaukee, I can give you 250 million reasons why I'd want to be there. And all of them have dollar bills behind them. There's a lot of money there.
I might want the Kawhi Leonard treatment, honestly.
Okay, Kawhi Leonard, he made the second team All-NBA, but it didn't matter with him with this because he's already switched a team. All of these kind of incentive packages are for people that you get drafted to a team, you stay with that team, hence the reason why Greek Freak's the biggest part of this. Because and Kemba Walker, too, because Kemba Walker's in Charlotte. No one really cares about that Charlotte team. The NBA wants Kemba Walker to stay in Charlotte. They want the Greek Freak to stay in Milwaukee. They want Sacramento to keep their young guys and become good. They want LA to keep the Lonzo Balls of the world and guys like that because you want, like, you stay with your own team. Maybe not LA because it's a big market, but I'm talking about the smaller market, Milwaukee, Sacramento, Indiana, teams like that.
You know what? There's a price to pay for happiness. I live in Miami. I could have made more in Washington. I turned down that job. I live in Miami by choice.
Yep. And some people will make that choice. I don't know. See, the difference with the Greek Freak to me is he doesn't look like the kind of guy, and same thing with Kawhi Leonard, that needs L.A., New York, Boston. You know what I mean? Doesn't need Miami. Doesn't need it, not because they don't want to live here. Everybody wants to live in L.A. or New York or Miami in a big city and be the big guy there.
They live there in off-season. You know how many guys live where?
In the off-season. Yeah. How many guys in the NBA or NFL have houses down here, apartments down here?
I always say 40% of the NFL is down here in the off-season.
Go in the off-season. See who's walking around or going to South Beach restaurants or downtown Fort Lauderdale. Wherever it is, it doesn't matter. So I've given you two guys happy. Greek Freak. Kemba Walker. I'm giving you one guy that's upset, Klay Thompson. How about this one? Another guy pissed off yesterday. Did not make the All-NBA first, second, or third team. He's a center from Minnesota. His name is Karl Anthony Towns. Towns signed a five-year max extension last September. So last September, he signed a huge deal. He's made the All-NBA team. If he had made the All-NBA team a season, that deal he signed already would have went up to $190 million. But by not making one of the three teams, it goes down to $158. So he lost $32 million yesterday. The deal when he signed it had up to $190. It was in the deal he signed. Put your name on the sheet of paper. We could pay you up to $190 million. Just make the All-NBA first, second, or third team next year. He didn't make it. So now, underneath where it said you could make $190 was where it was, oh, and by the way, if you don't, you make $158. Now, again, we're talking about a ton of money.
Yeah.
$158 million to $190 million. We're salivating thinking about that. But when your net, when your worth is that in the NBA, and we talk about that
bracket,
all the time.
40% goes to taxes, 3% goes to your agent. You probably have a business manager.
Of course.
Yeah, you're walking away with half of that.
Okay. So there's a big difference between half of $190 and half of $158. There is. But just the fact that a couple media guys put Rudy Gobert's name or Joel Embiid's name or Jokic's name in front of his, it cost him $32 million. Not necessarily his play, because he's a good player.
Yeah.
Names on a sheet of paper. It is amazing how that happens. And I just wanted to compare those four guys, because we talked about a bleep load of money for those
four
guys.
What if us media members voted on whether or not you got a bonus sack?
I would be a lot nicer to you guys. I wouldn't rip any of anyone's articles. Holy moly, was that a great article you wrote last week, Omar? I read it 38 times. I clicked on it 38 times.
That would be way more important than you reading it.
You don't think I'm smart enough to know if you're paying for my salary or you're helping out?
Give me them clicks, baby.
Click and click. And
yeah, I need
click
a click from the computer and from the phone.
I'm
thanks
signing on to every computer in this office and clicking on your article at least twice. So, yes, in that circumstance, yes. But what I did was I just looked up. Do you know who the highest paid NFL player is right now?
Aaron Donald.
Aaron Rodgers.
No. It's not. It's got to be Russell Wilson because he just exceeded Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, so maybe then I'm off by a little bit here because Aaron Rodgers, when I Google searched everything last night, sports track and all that stuff, Aaron Rodgers was at $33.5 million.
So you're talking about average salary.
Average salary.
Okay,
so I think he's higher than,
yes,
than Russell Wilson.
Yes.
So right now he's got $33.5 million. That's his. The full contract was 4 years, $134 million extension he signed. He signed that in 2018.
Yeah.
Guaranteed at signing, $78.7 million, which we're talking NFL money, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Only 58.7% of that contract he signed was guaranteed. We know how that works out. That's normally what a normal player would see. Quarterback, different. He'll probably see every one of those dollars. We just talked about four guys, two of them being screwed by the media guys, and two of them being kind of championed by the media to get more money. And we just compared him to the highest paid player in the NFL, one of the best players in the NFL. It's not even close money-wise. Not even close.
Yeah.
Remember what I told you about Greek Freak? 42-6, 46, 49-5, 52-9, 56-3. When he puts the name on paper, that $247.3 million, all guaranteed. Not 58.7% of it. So there is a huge difference. I had to look at this twice before I typed this all out because I could not believe that Aaron Rodgers, who you would just think, whatever you want, guaranteed all the way, would get everything, not even close to the second-tier NBA guys getting paid in a much more violent sport where you can get hurt a lot easier.
He chose the wrong sport.
It's obvious, right? But if I'm the NFLPA, and I know that you're not going to get everything you want, don't you bring this sheet of paper I have right here?
They've tried for years. There's going to be some forward progress, I'm told, based on they're negotiating now, and the negotiations, I'm told, are
about guaranteed money?
The negotiations, I'm told, are very healthy. And in fact, the NFL threw them a bone. They said, hey, you don't even need to negotiate for weed. Here, we're going to give you some weed. We're going to give you weed. Which, you know, strangely enough, people don't realize it, but the NFLPA is pushing for weed to be legal in the NFL, just like it is in hockey.
Of course.
It's how legal across the country. Why is it not legal in sports? And it's for medicinal use in terms of pain management, which who needs more pain management than NFL?
NFL players.
You would rather push opioids. And they do push opioids and push it really well, really strongly, which is part of the new rules that they instituted last week. You'd rather push opioids than marijuana. And they've said, you know what? You're right. We're going to back off.
Yep.
And we're going to create a commission and we're going to police our opioids and we're going to have mental health counselors on team facilities 14 hours a week. And you know what? We understand you don't even need to negotiate for this. Here's a bone. And so hopefully a deal gets done. They're not going to wait till the last.
I don't want to see a lockout. So whatever they got to get done, they got to get done.
Let's get this done this year.
That's it. All right, that's Omar Kelly on the other side here. Joe Rose is out today, getting ready for the big weekend coming up. Well, you have big plans over the weekend as well. Read some more of your text messages coming up. And I want to dive a little deeper into OTAs with Omar, talk a little bit about the other side of the ball, the side of the ball we don't talk about a lot because of the two new quarterbacks there in Dolphin Land in Davie. 56022 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. By the way, tomorrow I will be with the QAM Street Team at Gunther Kia for their summer sticker sales event. That's from 2 to 4 p.m. at Gunther Kia. It's happening now through May 31st, that big summer sticker sales event they have there. So you can join me and the QAM Street Team there tomorrow for a little. You'll probably have some prizes to give out, and I'll entertain you as much as I can. All right, we'll read your text messages, talk more with Omar Kelly about OTAs coming up next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Falling too fast.
to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures.
Brightline is kicking off summer fairs early. Fairs will start at $10. That's right, $10 this Memorial Day weekend. Get out to Brightline. Ride the rails in South Florida. Visit GoBrightline.com to book your ride today. Call now to win a pair of round-trip passes. So right now, 800-227-0560 wins a pair of round-trip passes on the Brightline for this big weekend. By the way, the code word for the 9 o'clock hour, if you did not get it earlier, was rabbit. R-A-B-B-I-T, rabbit. Text that to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000. You got about 30 more minutes to get that in to have your chance. They'll have a new code word for you at 10, top of the hour, 10 o'clock sometime. I would usually say top right at the top, but we don't do it right at the top sometimes. So you'll just have a new code word next hour with the guys coming up after us. All right, 56022 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. We'll read a couple of your text messages. Let's see. So we had the Omar strip club a little bit story before. Omar is taking his wife to a strip club for a bachelor party. He is the boss. It's not actually going to for the bachelor party. You guys are doing the scouting trip, right?
Yes. This is a reconnaissance mission here. We're trying to make sure that the talent is up to caliber and par.
A-plus talent, yes.
And that all things that need to be achieved at the bachelor party can be achieved.
Yep. Let's see what else. Omar, do you think your wife now is going to take you for payback to a male strip club after this?
My wife has no interest in a male strip club.
Okay, good. I don't think my wife does either.
Now, here's the only thing. My wife takes forever to get ready and dressed, and, you know, she looks amazing. So I'm always thankful. But if I say, yeah, we need to go to strip club in the next 30 minutes, she's going to be ready on time.
Okay. Yeah, there's very few times where that does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to take advantage of it when you can do that. You're right about that. Yeah, if my wife knows we have an 8 o'clock dinner, I know we're not getting there till 8:30. I just know.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just know. And yeah. I just, you got to put, that's why that's normally I tell my buddies if we are meeting for dinner.
Yeah, give your wife 30 minute preparation.
Tell your wife we have an 8 o'clock reservation, reservation for 8:30.
No question. So, if you're a guy and you don't know this by now, like, come on.
It's not even a married
thing. Don't tell your wife.
No. My wife, from the information she got from me was,
it's 8 o'clock.
It's an 8 o'clock reservation. So she knows we get there at 8:15. We're still good. She doesn't realize we're 15 minutes early. You didn't see me just wink, but I just did on the radio. Omar, make sure to get your wife up early at least one morning on your cruise to watch a sunrise from the ocean. If it's her first cruise, your wife will never see a more beautiful and awesome way to watch the sun as it rises in an open ocean view. Have a blessed cruise trip. That's from the Jedi who texts in all the time.
That's a Jedi trick right there.
It's pretty cool. My wife's an early riser also. I'm not. When I'm on vacation or whatever, let me sleep as long as possible. But I did one morning on that Alaskan cruise I told you about, made sure we were both up at, like, I think it was like 5:45, like, and then we went down for like the early breakfast, and then when we were done with the breakfast, we went right back to our balcony, and it was a sunrise.
Yeah,
it was awesome. It was really cool.
Question
to see.
For you, Zach.
Yeah,
are you a cruise club guy?
You know what? You mean like the nightclub there?
Yeah.
We did it on our first cruise because I thought it was too early to go to bed one night. You know, it was like, I think it was like 12:30, and I was still thinking like, it was, now you got to remember, it's a long day. By 12:30, you've been up, you've been walking around, you're not just laying around doing nothing. 12:30, I was tired.
Uh-huh.
I was tired, and we had walked by on the top deck, the nightclub, and I just said, I'm like,
you pop your head in.
I'm like, Ash, let's go have one more drink.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you also remember, like, I'm not the kind of guy that if we had like a station event, I'm going to go dance in the middle, like, I'm just not that guy.
I am.
Okay, but the difference is, I'm not a dancing guy or whatever.
Yeah.
You put me on a nightclub.
Put you in a nightclub?
Nightclub. You put me in a nice nightclub. I will dance. I didn't know anyone on this boat.
Oh, we need that.
Nightclub.
Put me in a nice nightclub.
I feel like
we
that's
will
being
dance.
Cut up. Yeah. So I was in this nice nightclub, and so we went in and had a drink, and they were playing some, I don't know what they were playing, like 80s music, whatever it was, and I was kind of tipsy. And when I mean kind of tipsy, I was hammered. I was hammered walking around that boat at 12:30, and I just decided to act a fool in front of my wife, and she couldn't believe it. I was dancing like Madonna. I don't even know what I was
dancing.
You were
voguing?
I was doing something, to the point my wife looked at me about 5 minutes later after laughing at us in the nightclub, and basically, she said to me, she goes, I've never seen this side of you. I'm like, and you're never going to again, so enjoy it.
It only comes out on cruises.
I don't go nightclubbing a lot, so I'm going to go with you right now. But no, like, we're not. Like, we hit it once or twice, but
I'm sorry, I can't ignore this. What is with this man ponytail?
What happened? What is Solana?
It's Solana.
He's a monk. That's what it is.
Hey, get off my dog. Get off my dog. I respect it.
The producer of...
he thinks we're on a break.
Yeah,
we're talking about.
Like, what is this thing on the top of your head?
He went on a trip. No, look, he's saying my bad. We knew what you were doing.
Listen, there is a little... How do I describe that?
It's a ponytail.
But I have ponytails. I have hair. He doesn't have hair.
It's all combed back, and it's in a nice ponytail. Omar, you know you hang out in Wynwood just as much as I do in Brickell. Yeah. I thought if there was one person to defend my ponytail at the station, right?
Wait a minute. This is what you think looks good?
I look good right now, man. Confidence
is a huge part of everything.
Okay, I will give him the confidence aspect.
I like it just because I know I'm losing my hair. So anyone who has long hair, I'm good with. Because I know every time I go to get a haircut, I tell the dude.
It's just jealousy.
I know. It's total jealousy. I tell all the time. I make fun of it, but he knows I'm making fun of it because I wish I could do it.
I need to see it let down. I need to see it let down
because he might not be able to get it back up.
You got to take it down. I need to see it let down because it looks ridiculous. It's like a little inch of a ponytail hanging there.
It is. You're right. It's like the start of a long ponytail. That's what it is.
It's like a little baby ponytail.
I would take Solano nightclubbing. I would take him nightclubbing in Wynwood.
Yes. Yeah.
I like every time I go to get a haircut now, as I'm getting older, I always tell the dude that gives, you know, or like
he knows your struggle,
and he can see obviously I got a typhoon in the middle of my head back there. I always just go, do me a favor, man. Just do me a big favor. He goes, what? I go, A, make me clean. It's got to look clean. B, don't make this my last haircut, bro. Like, do whatever you got to do to make sure I come back to you in about 2 weeks, 10 days. Because I'm getting to the point where any day now is going to be my last haircut, where I just go and I get the clippers, shave it off. It's going to be a zero, and I'm walking around like Donald the rest of my life. It's happening soon. Nah, I'm just trying to.
I think you're fighting the good fight.
My poor brother, who's younger than me, it kind of skipped me a little bit because my dad's like Homer Simpson, you know, like just the two little hairs on top or whatever. He's like, that's my dad. And I'm making fun of my dad. He's got like that going on, and Josh is getting close to that. Uh-huh. Where it's just Josh is just going to have to take the Bic razor to the head soon. It's going to happen soon. I can look at you straight up and you don't know that I'm going bald, but if I bend over to pick something off the floor, damn. That's all you're going to say. Damn, Zach. Damn. So I'm trying to fight that good fight, but I do tell that haircutter, it doesn't matter who I go to, whether it's the random, you know, every 2 week guy.
You don't have a regular guy?
No, I do, but then there's once in a while where, like, I walk close to, like, the store, and I see 26 people sitting there, and I know it's going to take about 3.5 hours to get a haircut, and I'm just like, I don't, what's close? The Sports Clips place or whatever. Yeah, I do it once in a while. It happens. It has to happen because I need a haircut. The wife kind of tells me we're going out, like, You got a little bushel on top.
You got to tidy up.
Got to tighten up. And I got a good woman in there that will do it. But I beg them. I'm like, I know that we're going to do the whole, you got to do like the shampoo stuff. And just do me a favor. Just make sure I'm back here in 2 weeks. Why? What do you mean? Your hair is fine. I'm like, you don't have to lie to me. You're still getting a tip. You're going to get a tip no matter what. Just make sure I'm back here in 2 weeks. I'm going bald. I'm okay with that. Like, Hawk doesn't like talking about it. Nobody can.
They like pretend like they don't know what you're talking about.
For a second, they try to play it off. What do you mean?
Oh, really?
I'm like, lady, you know when you show me the back of my head, like, you know, you want to show me how the back's all, you squared it out perfectly, like I like it. I'm like, go put that back into the mirror real quick, and she doesn't. I'm like, see that thing about 4 inches above where that square is? That's a hole. That's the ozone layer gone. That's in the middle. What are you laughing? You're laughing. It's the truth, though. I know it's there.
I'm trying to contain it.
I'm going deaf. I'm losing my hair. I'm getting old, man.
You're on the back nine.
I'm in the back. I think I might be in the back five, four and a half.
No, you're not in the back 4.5.
You're teeing off at 13, Zach.
Yeah, that's it. There's no more tea. From the ladies' tee also, not even the men's tee. I'm up a little. I'm in the whites. That's it, the white tees.
Those are the red tees.
Is it the red tees?
We see how much you golf.
I don't know anything about golf. I like driving a golf cart around at the golf tournaments and drinking.
That's it. I know.
Yeah. Get me back to like the old days of the Dwayne Starks and Warren Sapp tournament that used to be years ago when they were giving out bottles with every golf cart.
Mm.
Yeah, those don't happen anymore. Read a couple more texts for you. 56022 is the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. I was on a 7-month contract for Royal Caribbean as a DJ. best 5 years of my life. He did it for 5 years. Met my wife in Aruba and got married. She lives with me on the ship for 3 years. Can you imagine that? They got married and lived together on the ship.
Lived together on the ship. Did she work there as well? I need more intel. So are you able to like slay these passengers if you're an employee? I need to know these questions.
I think there are obviously people that do, but
I would think it would be like, you know,
you're against the rules and regulations to court another passenger and have relations with them.
I mean, it certainly would benefit me. I might be a Royal Caribbean or you know, Norwegian fan if I knew, you know, good chances of me getting lucky.
Someone just texted in, that won't work for me. We're talking about waking up early on a cruise. He goes, my wife ain't a morning person.
Yeah.
Maybe the sunset then, instead of a sunrise.
Yeah.
The sunset's nice, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, you can always do that. All right, that's Omar Kelly. I'm Zach Krantz. This is the Joe Rose Show. One more segment to go. We'll read your text messages.
If you have questions about the Dolphins, text them in, and I will knock them out. Tell them how to text
it. We're stealing from Ira. Ask Omar coming up here in the next segment. 56022 is the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Dolphin questions or life in general. If we could put Omar in an awkward place for this last segment, then we've done our job. We'll be back right after this. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
By the way, Biff, I have good news, because normally on Fridays we do the Anthony's Coal Fire Lunch, and we usually charge it to Joe Rose. Guess what Joe Rose left by accident yesterday? His wallet. So I'm going to go bring it to his house, except it's going to be minus one credit card as I take the guys out for lunch today. Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza.
Best is when Joe does that.
Yeah, Joe does it every once in a while, and I take advantage of it fully. So today we'll do all the stuff that we normally do, the meatball ricotta pizza, the wings, all that stuff.
The wings with the onions.
Onions on it, yeah. See, I knew I'd get your attention.
And the meatballs.
And how about this? And they have a couple new menu items that we've been talking about the last couple weeks here on the show. For a while, Anthony's just had a couple things on the menu. They were really good at what they cooked, and that was it. They've added a couple more. The meatballs are really
good. What's new on the menu?
They have just spaghetti and meatballs now that you could order there. Just a normal dish. You bring your kids or your wife, like my wife loves spaghetti and meatballs. Easy dish to make there. That salad that they have there, the spring salad, really, really good. Now you can get chicken in it. So the Italian spring salad now comes with chicken and a Mediterranean pizza. A new pizza added to the menu also. Artichoke hearts, grape tomatoes, olives, feta, arugula. Like, it's another kind of pizza.
Yeah, my wife just ordered the artichoke hearts, and I was like, that's delicious.
It's good stuff. Now, obviously, the meatball ricotta is what I talk about all the time here, and then the wings and the salad. The ribs, or pork vinegar ribs, are good, too. But I really just bring it up because we're going to steal Joe's credit card and
borrow, not steal.
Okay, yeah. Steal is a bad word to use. You're right. We're going to take his credit card and borrow it for a couple hours today. So if you are out there this weekend, long weekend, by the way, if you don't want to cook or have a big barbecue on Sunday or Saturday, if you're having, or even Monday.
Restaurants got to do well this weekend.
I can imagine they will. And I could also imagine that takeout's going to be big this weekend, too, if you're having people at the house. If you want to do that, you could obviously order online at acfp.com. That's Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. And get everything there as well. All right. Before the break, we have designated this segment as the Ask Omar segment. We stole that from Ira. Sorry, Ira, about that. So Ask Ira and Ask Omar. And we're going to do Omar here. 56022 is the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Any Dolphins questions or just questions in general that you want to ask Omar, we'll get all those out there. So let me start from the top here. Omar, will Jakeem Grant be a big part of the Finns' offense this season?
Well, it really depends on how much he plays in the slot and what the roles are for Albert Wilson, because I think him and Albert Wilson are both flankers. Unless Albert Wilson comes in and becomes the slot, it's interesting because I really think Kenny Stills is evolving into that slot role, and he's going to be the high volume receiver. If you think about Kenny Stills' career, you don't realize how productive he's been.
No, I know that you have to really
24 touchdowns
yes.
in the last 4 years.
Yeah, no, and people take that for granted sometimes. They look at Kenny and don't think
that's
that.
Like that's a better pace than Chris Chambers was at his prime, which Like, you don't realize it, but it's hell of a productive.
Listen, a lot of times when you bring up Kenny Stills' name, you bring it up for the wrong reasons in the last couple of years. No, I'm just saying because of the kneeling. And like, that's how people bring it up.
Yeah.
You know how I bring it up? Productive wide receiver on my football team. Thank you very much. If I had three Kenny Stills on my team, we'd have a really good wide receiver core at that point. Omar, what is up with Raekwon, Omar? Not the chef. Actually, McMillan. Very good there. Is he still injured?
Well, yes, he's still injured. He's been injured for a while. We know it's not a knee. So I'm assuming it's a growing. I'm just speculating and guessing here. I have not asked. It wouldn't take me long to find out if I asked, but I'm like, it's OTAs. Like, I'm going to call.
Not worried yet.
Yeah, okay. I'm not there yet.
Omar, what do you think about Preston Williams? Can he become a starter on the outside opposite of Stills?
No. I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say yes to a starter. I still don't know how intelligent he is. This is a young kid who's found his way, found trouble has found him. He's transferred a couple times. You know, he's a guy who has not exactly lived up to his full potential. Five-star talent who's only had one good season of college productivity. Usually there's something to that, folks. Like, usually there's a little bit more.
Fire, yeah.
Usually there's a little bit more, but he's a very talented player that I'm curious to see how he picks up on the offense.
What do you think of Trevor Lawrence? Is he potentially better than Tua or any of those 2020 draft class of prospects? Have you even looked into that yet?
Oh, yeah, I've looked at Trevor Lawrence. Okay. I looked at all the quarterbacks. I'm a Tua guy. I would still prefer Tua over Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, keep in mind that was his first season. Now, he could drastically get better next year, and so could Tua. But there are certain things that I saw from Tua that are things that NFL quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks, cannot do. And I want that.
Yeah,
and Trevor Lawrence, Trevor Lawrence can't do those things yet. Like, it would take me – I have to go into detail, but how he throws a slant is money. And if you can throw a slant well in the NFL,
you can have a productive career.
You can have a productive career.
Yeah,
just
right.
Being able to throw a slant.
You're right.
Just being able to throw a crisp, effective slant with great timing, you can have an entire NFL career just off that one pass.
Our cruise guy that's been texting it all morning just texted back. He said, you can't date guests, but you could date other employees on your time off. You could get off on every island and enjoy just like everyone else. Yes, we both work for the cruise line and we get to travel the world. We're both on the same 7-month contract. We go back in 2 months.
Okay.
So they're continuing with another contract.
But you can't slay the guests.
You cannot slay the guests.
I don't know if I can. That could be a good career.
And the guy also says, by the way, I listen to the show every day on the ship.
That sounds cool as hell.
That's really cool. So, yeah, if you're on an app or something like that, or if you're close enough to listen on the regular terrestrial radio, we thank you for that.
I would like that existence. I would have, if I didn't go to college, I would have certainly loved to.
My buddy did that. My buddy signed a 6-month contract or 7-month contract with one of the cruise lines and went on it right before we went to college.
I would love
that
for
my son. Like 19 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
He had a great time. I mean, you're a 19-year-old on a boat.
Yeah.
Learning,
seeing the world. I would love that.
And with all the lot of international, you know, people working there as well, as you get to, you know, spread your
seed. No. Anyway.
Yeah,
next.
Probably.
Next question. Next
probably.
Question.
I'm sure my friend's got 14 or 15 kids at this point. I love how everyone is disappointed after 8 seasons of Game of Thrones. Imagine how I feel. I've been a Dolphins fan for the last 20 years. I've seen that meme.
I've seen that meme.
And that's funny.
Yeah, it is.
Dolphin fans are saying, hold my beer. That's well done.
Oh, you're disappointed in the ending.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen all our Decembers?
Here it is. Omar, Joe and Hollywood are out today. Are they vacationing together? I don't know.
I would never see that happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I can't even Hollywood doesn't vacation unless he's going to a wedding.
Yeah, or a fantasy football draft when he goes like with his buddies to like Nashville for like 4 days to do a draft. Yeah. Yeah. Strange bird. We love Hollywood. Strange bird. Can't really so how about this one? Now a lot of the times when Omar's on, we get a lot of like, I hate Omar's, but this one is good. Omar's personality really came through today. Great show, guys. Look at that.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to give you the compliment for it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
I think my personality comes out every day on Twitter, which is kind of why I'm a weird follow. But
I like it. I'm okay with it.
Like yesterday, man, it took me like I was in my underwear at noon. I was like, man, this is not a very productive day today.
Not at all. But it was
and it was a work day.
Yeah, but it was a good day. Yeah.
I had to pick it up.
Ask Omar if it's normal to get manis and pedis with your boys.
With your boys. I have a lot of metrosexual friends. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy a pedicure. I actually thought about getting one today, but I think I'm going to have to go no.
Okay. Not with your guys. If you go alone, yeah, that's
you can
okay,
go solo.
Or
you
the wife. Like if the wife goes.
Oh, definitely. You can go with your wife.
I did that in New York once. Like the first ever.
You should try eyebrow arching. Eyebrow threading.
Really?
You should really try it.
My wife does that.
Go with your wife. Make an appointment for her and go with your wife. It's a decent experience.
I don't really. The threading, the sound of that.
It just gives your eyebrows, you know.
A little poof?
Yeah, a little poof.
I don't think I need a poof. I got pretty big bushy eyebrows.
Yeah, but they take the bushy down though.
They dehance the bush.
They make you prettier.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's hard to make me any prettier than I am right now. Let's see. How do you explain Tua's poor performance in the two games that mattered most last year once they got a book on him?
Everybody throws turnovers. I did notice the struggle. Yes, Georgia, he struggled. Yes, Alabama, he struggled. But he responded. He always responded. He always rallied back. He always kept his confidence high. He didn't quit on himself. That Alabama game, people will want to sit there and say, hey, this is proof that Tua is an elite. And I argue to you, it is proof that he is elite.
Yep.
It is proof. Watch the game. Really watch the game outside of those turnovers. And one of them was a tip pass. You know, one of them was a bad play. One of the three was a bad play. Like, and watch how he rallies and responds. Watch him on the sidelines. That's what sold me.
Someone goes, I can't believe you said Tua is better than Lawrence. I love Lawrence.
Lawrence might develop in the next 2 years, and Tua might regress. So it's a little early, but I'm a Tua guy, but mainly because of the way he responds in adversity.
Yeah.
The leadership is evident.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's there. I mean, I don't think you go wrong either way. Is if Tua is the pick this year, or if you end up getting Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
But I just hope we're not in that boat at that time, because that means
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.